Matt and Toad fell in beside them, and they followed Sir Jeremy from the sept. "Builders!" announced lantern-jawed Othel Yarwick. Halder and Albeck trailed out after him. John looked around him in sick disbelief. Maester Aemon's blind eyes were raised towards the light he could not see. The septon was arranging crystals on the altar. Only Sam and Darien remained on the benches, a fat boy, a singer, and him. Lord Steward Bowen Marsh rubbed his plump hands together. "Samuel, you will assist Maester Aemon in the rookery and library. Chet is going to the kennels to help with the hounds. You shall have a cell so as to be close to the Maester night and day. I trust we'll take good care of him. He's very old and very precious to us. Darien, I am told that you sang at many a high lord's table and shared their meat and mead. We are sending you to East Watch. It may be your palate will be some help to Cutter Pike when merchant galleys come trading. We are paying too dear for salt beef and pickled fish, and the quality of the olive oil we've been getting has been frightful. Present yourself to Balkus when you arrive. He will keep you busy between ships."